Hello and welcome to the Daily Nugget. I'm Mike Conan and this is today's Daily Nugget. Well, I wanted to kind of pick up a little bit where we left off yesterday. And I told you a little bit about the cycle of the judges and how the people just drift away from the Lord and they forget about what he's done. And there's just something that happens in life. And it struck me that it'd be worthwhile doing a podcast of what do you do when you get bored with God? Okay. And this just seems really dumb. As soon as it comes out of my mouth, I think this is so dumb. Who gets bored with God? And here's the reality though. God is not like your social media. He is not like your TV show. God is not like your sporting event. God is not like the crisis at work that draws your attention in. God is not like the crisis at home that draws your attention in. God is not like that. I mean, there are certainly some moments like that. In general, though, God is just a constant. And there is not a urgency that we get in the sense of, as Stephen Covey called it so many years ago, the tyranny of the urgent. The what he called an urgent thing was something that was maybe important, maybe not important, but it was an urgent matter. And then you have things that are important or not important that are not urgent matters. And God tends to fall into the non-urgent matter for all of us. I know that seems dumb. Maybe not all of us. Maybe I should say most of us. And so what ends up happening, though, is we get bored. And we are waiting on the Lord. He doesn't always respond the way that we want to respond. We don't always see him in the exact moment we want to see him. And so what ends up happening is that we, instead of just waiting, and I'll talk about it in a second, and waiting in a way that honors the Lord, we end up waiting in a way that dishonors the Lord. And this is what I mean by that. We end up just thinking, well, I'm just going to do my own thing, and God will let me know when he wants me to do his thing. And this is what I see happening and playing out in my own life to some degree and in others' lives to some degree. And instead, I think the Lord wants us to be people who are focused in on the important things in life. People who are driven by wanting to worship him, driven by wanting to be faithful to him, driven by wanting to connect with him. And it is such a big deal and an awesome opportunity for us to be known by God and to know God. But for some reason, we often, and I'm pointing my finger at me too, and this is again throughout history, this is nothing new, struggle with staying focused, connected with the Lord. So I want to talk about a few things that help keep us focused and connected when we're bored. Maybe God's not showing up exactly the way that we want him to. Maybe we're in a spot where we're just going through the motions a little bit and we just have a lot of stuff we have to do. But there can be times when we're not sure that God's showing up. And so in those moments, instead of drifting away, how do we stay focused? How do we stay connected with God? So there's a few things that stand out. One is this: develop a habit of reading the Bible every day. There's great Bible apps now. There's an app that I use called YouVersion. I've got a buddy of mine. We read it every morning together and write down our little thoughts on it, and it is fantastic. I also do it for this podcast. I study the Word for this and think about what I want to talk about and what I think the Lord's leading me to for this. So I get two doses of the Word every day, minimum. And then occasionally, of course, I'll listen to Christian podcasts and those things, and I'll get the Word there too. So I find that as I'm in the Word every day, as just part of my habit, I stay somewhat connected with God. So a daily delay in the Word, a daily time with the Lord in the worship, in the Word and in prayer is just so key for me. The other thing that I've discovered is I need that weekly withdrawal. I need that time in with God's people in church. It's such a central part. And it's the best part for me is I have ADHD a little bit. I don't know. I took a test when I found out one of our kids had it. So I just to see if he got it for me. And they had 20 questions on 18 out of 20. I came out in the high probability for ADHD. So I'll just leave it at that, that I probably have this, and sometimes people call it being male, but I'll just say I'm sure I've got some of it in me. And it's not surprising that my kids might struggle with it a little bit too. Having said that, though, the other thing that I have learned is when I go to worship, if I sit in the back row, if I sit in the balcony, if I'm sitting anywhere, that people, I'm just staring at them the whole time, I am distracted and I am not at my best. I am at my best in worship, and I want to be at my best in worship. And that's the other thing, that, boy, if you don't want to be at your best in worship, I would encourage you to shift your gears. Shift your gears to think, man, I get this opportunity to worship God, and I want it to be the best possible opportunity. I coach baseball right now. I'm helping coach. And part of what we're trying to do is figure out, how do you get kids to be at their absolute best in those moments? And the way that you do it is quite simply being focused and being attentive to what is happening right in front of you. And so for me, my best moments are when I sit in the front row, and or I sit by myself and I'm just not distracted by anything. I am not distracted by trying to keep my kids in line. My kids are older now, so it's a little easier, but and I'm not distracted by anything that's going on around me. I try not to be distracted by the music, but that weekly withdrawal where I'm worshiping God and I'm worshiping in song. And by the way, when we sing, that's prayer. And when the prayers are happening and I'm getting that moment of confession, really wanting to take a heartfelt look at my life and reconnect. And then we're finally ready to hear the word and the word speaking to me. And boy, those two things are great. And then the third thing I would mention is retreats. It is such a great part and rhythm for me to stay connected with the Lord and never be bored with what he's doing, is that getaway moment. And so we have one coming up this weekend. Even if you're listening to this and you're a guy, come join us. I've got room in my cabin and would love to have you come join us. Check it out at ourtruelegacy.com and just sign up and put, hey, I want to be in Mike's cabin, and we'll get you there. Hey, that's probably enough. Wanted to just say this. It seems silly to say that we'd be bored with God, but the reality is this is what happened to the nation of Israel. They got delivered, and then they got apathetic and bored, and then they ended up in a really bad place, and God had to deliver them. And I don't want to be in that place, and I don't want you to be in that place. So let's just stay connected in the rhythm with God. Amen. May it be so in our lives. This is a ministry of Our True Legacy. Thanks for listening.